We're back for an all-new episode of SJHL Insider, whether you've been watching on YouTube, Apple, Spotify. Thanks so much for joining us. It's our last episode of Insider before the holiday break, which is super exciting. You know, the teams and all the players in the SJHL get a nice holiday break, and then the action resumes. Well, two teams resume action on December 30th. Most teams will wait until the new year before starting up again. But regardless, thanks so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. Jam-packed episode as always. We'll preview the final weekend ahead of the holiday break. We're also going to be joined by Alex Schweitzer of Sask Energy, and she's a big part of the Goals for Kids Sport campaign. We had a chat with her a couple of days ago, which we recorded. We'll play that interview. We'll get an update regarding the Goals for Kids Sport campaign and, of course, the race for the Kids Sport Cup, which is always exciting as we kind of hit the halfway point of this SJHL season. But before we get into it, let's give a big shout out to all of our great sponsors here in the SJHL. Of course, UPL is our presenting sponsor for all of our shows here in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. So big thank you to UPL for all the support throughout last season, this season, and moving forward. But also big thank you to all of our other great sponsors, Borgo, Cantera Seeds, Capital Automall, Chevrolet, Great Western, Nutrien, RBC, Saskatchewan Construction Safety Association, SAS Lotteries, Tourism Saskatchewan, UPL, Sask Energy, SGEU, SGI. Thank you so much for your support. Without your support, these shows aren't possible. They really aren't. Clark's here too. Hello, Clark.
Hey, guys. Hey, everyone.
Guys, it's just me.
What about the viewers and the listeners?
You know, they teach you in broadcasting school, Clark, to address... No, it's actually, you should be treating it like you're just talking to one person, not everybody, not the masses.
Okay. One person?
Yeah. Like you're talking like this, one-on-one.
Hi, Jeremy.
But you'd say that to the viewer.
Hi, viewer. Am I close? We getting there?
We might have to send you to WABC up in Saskatoon, Western Academy Broadcasting.
I need a refresher course.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Hey, how's your week been?
Dude, this week, I don't often start that answer with dude this week.
I don't know if I've ever heard you say dude before.
Yeah, I know. Dude, this week has been one of those weeks where it's like, I think we were chatting about it this morning before, you know, anything really got going at work here. I don't even know what day. What day is it today? Like, it feels like yesterday. We were talking about Monday, and I was like, yeah, yesterday. And
yeah,
Jeremy
yeah.
was like, Clark, that was Monday.
That was
like
three days ago.
And yeah, I was like, oh, yeah. wow. Yeah,
it is Thursday, December 14th.
Yeah. You know, Swift Current's nickname is Speedy Creek. This has been a speedy week.
Oh. All right, just throw it to your favorite segment. let's start.
Dude, it's time for the hat trick. Oh, boy. You know what? We do
Dude, where's my hat trick?
Dude, where is it?
Yeah, let's get started. Usually we get off the rails in the third block after the interview. No, not yet, guys. Silly. That's a spoiler.
Speedy Creek, and they thought Kyle. Yeah, Kyle driving. That was Kyle driving.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
Kyle driving.
We'll get to that
right.
later.
Okay, let's do. let's recap Tuesday and Wednesday.
Commissioner
All right, a couple Kyle. Games each day. Let's start with Tuesday. A pair of games. Big one in Melville between the Millionaires and the Melfort Mustangs, which saw the Mustangs earn a 4-2 win, as well as the Battleford's North Stars and the Notre Dame Hounds colliding in a game between two teams who had over a week off. And it was, honestly, for the most part, I watched most of it. It was a back-and-forth game, and Balfour's wins 7-4. Then moving on to Wednesday, another pair of games, but kind of like a doubleheader, which was super nice. The Kindersley Clippers with a 5-0 win over the Hounds as part of their Hooky for Hockey game day, which was a big success if you saw the pictures online. And the Yorkton Terriers snapping that 8-game losing skid with a 5-2 win over the Estevan Bruins. And, of course, all of our look-backs this season are presented by our good, good friends at Sask Lotteries. Let's start with that Melfort-Melville game on Tuesday, just because I thought it was an interesting matchup going into it, just because Melville obviously had a little bit of Melfort's number to start this season. They had already beaten them twice. Melfort, of course, went into that game on a 5-game winning streak. And it was the debut of Clay Sliva with the Melfort Mustangs. And it was the Mustangs extending their winning streak to 6 games. And as of right now, going into the weekend, the Mustangs are in sole possession of second place in the SJHL standings.
Yeah, and you know what? One of the things that we talked about for a while now is with the Melfort Mustangs, of course, is how many injuries that they've had throughout the season. And, you know, they're getting a couple of those guys back. You see Zach Summers getting back in the lineup after he's been kind of in and out for a while here. Aiden Hutchinson, my boy from my fantasy team, couple points for him. Got to love that. And we got to do a fantasy update soon.
You know what? We really don't.
We really don't. Or are you saying that because of where you are?
I don't want to talk about my team. Yeah. I honestly want to file a notion to redraft half my team.
Yeah.
Because I had to do double duty that day.
That's fair.
But I digress.
I think we have to do some sort of mid-season thing coming up after the break. But anyways, you know what? We've talked about Melfort all along about how strong their team is, but they haven't had their full roster available to them for a whole lot of it. And I think we're starting to get to a point now, especially after their acquisition of Clay Sliva, that you're going to start to see maybe the real Melfort Mustangs really step forward. And as you said, they have sole possession of second place. So bit of a statement there for them.
Yeah, and I would say that's definitely the biggest game so far this week. I just want to touch on, though, the Hooky for Hockey game in Kindersley. I mean, if you go online, check out all the photos. Check out the great video that Connor Tate made for the Kindersley Clippers. They had, I think it was, all 3 schools in Kindersley in attendance, plus the school in Creelman.
Oh, nice.
Come out and attend. And that rink was packed. You see the photos. You see the highlights. You see the videos. Great atmosphere. Great success. I think more teams have to do this.
Yeah, this is a memo to all the teams. Do
this.
I
think so.
If you haven't done it yet.
I think it's outstanding. Yeah. So congratulations to the Kindersley Clippers on putting on another successful Hooky for Hockey game day. And, of course, the Clippers, they played a really good game, too. They won 5-0 over the Notre Dame Hounds. Okay, point two of the hat trick. You saw a brief look at it, but we'll pull up the standings here in the SJHL following the midweek games. And it's interesting because I think for a lot of this season, Clark, we've talked about the Rays from 5 down.
Yeah.
But now it's starting to shape up because of the hot streaks of Battlefords and Melfort. Now it's nice. There's two real big races, I think, developing, and that's 2 through 4, and then obviously 5 through 11.
Yeah.
5 through 11 is only separated by 10 points. You have 2 really good weeks, you're moving up 4 or 5 spots. It's crazy how tight it is right now in the SJHL. And, you know, we saw Kindersley get a big 2 points yesterday, and as a result, they leapfrog up all the way. They're in 6. Tough loss for Estevan. They're dropped down to 7. And now Melville, because of their loss, they're 500. They're down in 8th, and it kind of opens the door a little bit potentially for Weyburn this going into this weekend, where they play a couple of games. Melville's off until after Christmas. But, of course, it's interesting, especially because when you look at even just 5 through 9 just right now,
yeah,
a bunch of those teams have played different games. You have 2 that have played 30, 1 that's played 28, and 2 that have played 26.
Yeah, those
it's unbelievable.
Those magical games in hand, as we talked about last week on the show. But you mentioned all the way down to 11. Like, Yorkton coming into Estevan last night, you know, by all accounts from what I heard from some people who were at the game, Yorkton looked strong. They looked good. They looked physical. You know, they were really into it. And they've made some moves. Obviously, we talked about it a lot already, trading Clay Sliva out, but also bringing in David Coyle and a couple other players as well. And, you know, they've made some good moves, I think, for their overall team. And I think going forward, it's going to be really interesting to kind of see how this, I'll call it a new look, Yorkton Terriers team is. I'm just really curious because, you know, they did bring in some good players as well as moving out some good players. So that's just one, just because they played last night, obviously. I'll be keeping my eye on Yorkton for the next stretch of games. But like you said, man, 5 to 11.
Yeah.
It's a great race right now.
Well, one thing, like with that Clay Sliva trade, I think it's a great deal for both teams.
Yeah.
And that's what you like to see, especially with the trades within the league. When it comes to the Yorkton Terriers, though, it's really interesting because even though they traded their captain You know, that's a big move in your dressing room and everything like that.
Yeah.
But one thing's for sure is you look at their schedule. You look at their schedule, you know, moving forward. You start the year, or you start, I guess, the second half, unofficial second half after the holiday break.
Yeah.
You have your annual home and home with Melville.
Mm-hmm.
If they win both of those games, you're right up there, right back in the thing, thick of things.
Yeah.
With that being said, I'll say, you know,
you're 2 points back of Melville.
Yeah.
At that point, if you win both.
Yeah. The thing is with Yorkton's schedule, like their January is tough.
Yeah.
But where it gets interesting for me, and I think I mentioned it on SJHL Weekly when it came to Estevan, and Yorkton's in a very similar boat. A lot of games in February and a lot of games against teams that are in that mix. You play Estevan so many times. I think it's, let me count quickly, that's 4 or 5 times. They play Estevan 4 or 5 times. There's Notre Dame a couple of times. You play Kindersley a couple of times. Like, it's all these teams around you. So despite them being in 11th, they could go on a little run and still potentially get back into the mix when it comes. So I like that trade to me. Even though I think you get lots of good pieces for the future, you're not giving up on the present either.
No.
And obviously last night proved it because they had a very good hockey game.
Yeah, and I mean, we talked about it when the trade was made, but the Sliva one specifically. Careful with my words here. But getting David Coyle back, like, he's having a really nice year. He was having a really nice year for Melfort. Points-wise, he was putting up a lot of points. He was contributing quite a lot. And he's a 19-year-old forward. So it's not like you're trading your 20-year-old established captain for, you know, a fresh-faced 18-year-old or 17-year-old forward coming in. This is a 19-year-old forward who is already having a nice season. So he's going to slide right into their lineup and make an immediate impact. And they made some other moves as well to kind of, you know, add some pieces here and there. So, and you know what? With Yorkton, one thing that I have to keep reminding myself is they had a really weird start to the year compared to a lot of other teams in terms of bringing in their head coach, you know, as late as they did in the summer.
Sure. Yeah, 100%.
Letting him kind of put his own stamp on this team. This is Emery Olsson's first real stamp on the team. Couple of weeks, really, making these couple of moves. So, you know, this is still a growing and developing situation over in Yorkton. And like I said earlier, I'm going to keep my eye on them, you know, obviously going into the new year, because I think they're going to be one of the more interesting teams to watch going forward.
I think that whole Viterra division team
is
interesting to watch moving forward. And right now, it's interesting when you look at going into this weekend again. 8 points.
Mm-hmm.
8 points separating first in the Viterra division down to fourth.
Yeah.
SVN has 28, Melville 26, Weyburn 24, Yorkton 20.
And they're Estevan leading the league. You're leading the division with a 500 record. So, you know, like, there's a lot of question marks on that division.
Again,
like you said, it's going to be really fun to see how it all kind of comes together.
I mean, we've talked about it all year, though.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been a couple of teams that have been able to establish consistency. Then 2/3 of the league hasn't.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be the difference in the second half of the season for those teams. Five down.
If you figure out
consistency, you're going to lock up a playoff spot, and you'll probably lock up, you know, a decently... You're not just getting into the playoffs. You're probably going to be decently high in the playoffs.
Yeah, 400-500 teams at this point in the season. Just crazy.
It's crazy. You're right.
It is.
It is. It's unbelievable. All right, the final point of the hat trick. We do this once a month, and it is the Tourism Saskatchewan weekend road trip. What are you pointing at, Clark? What are you pointing at?
This.
You don't need a point. Pointing's rude.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, come on.
You're right. You're right.
You not
right.
Learn manners from Rod?
Jeez. No, you're right. You're right. You're right.
There's Kyle driving the minivan.
Yeah.
And funny enough, he's actually driving in his SJHL minivan.
Yeah. Branded.
On the highway to Kindersley.
Yep.
For the SaskTel Game of the Month, the first one of the year, taking place tomorrow night. West Central Event Center in Kindersley, the Clippers hosting the North Stars. That's where we'll start with the Tourism Saskatchewan weekend road trip. It's super exciting, obviously, just to have the game of the month's back.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to have them back, get into these rinks. Not obviously the last couple of years, last year, I should say, The finals was on SaskTel, and it was fantastic, and it was extremely well done. But just to add to it and add a game of the month back into the rotation, it's extremely exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's a great representation for the whole province. And I remember hearing from some people, I think it was last year, we heard some people like, hey, how come there's no games on SaskTel? So, like, people were missing them. So I think you're going to have a lot of happy people that those games are back now on SaskTel.
For sure. And, you know, everybody involved is excited to bring them back, too. So
yeah.
We are excited for that. Now, when I was looking at other things for the Tourism Saskatchewan weekend road trip, obviously, it is that time of the year, getting the holiday spirit.
Yeah.
I thought about, I'm like, you know what? You know what's something easy for the Tourism Saskatchewan weekend road trip? Go to your local mall, anywhere in your local community, and I'm sure you can find. You can go meet Santa Claus.
The man himself.
Get a picture with Santa. Get a picture with Santa.
Wish for something for your SJHL team. Just like you guys did on SJHL Weekly this
Absolutely.
Week.
Yeah. Well, we handed out some great Christmas presents on SJHL Weekly.
Check it out.
Yeah, you can check it out on our YouTube channel. The video is up. But there is something very exciting going on through the southern portion of the province starting on Sunday. Do you know what that is, Clark?
Starting on Sunday.
Nope. It's something that I think you are familiar with, though. I'll say that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Go on. I might know.
He has no idea.
I might know.
The CP holiday train is rolling through Saskatchewan, pun intended, beginning on Sunday, which is super. It's super fun. If you've never been to the seen the holiday train at all, it's awesome. It's essentially a free concert. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And it starts on Sunday. And it rolls through. It starts in Portal, which is, of course, right by the border, and then goes to Estevan, and then Weyburn on Sunday. On Monday, which is the 18th, Regina and Moose Jaw, and then wraps up Tuesday morning in Swift Current and Maple Creek, and then it makes its way into Alberta. So, like, a trio of days of seeing the CP holiday train. And guess who's performing?
Oh, who? Should I guess?
Do you know?
No, I might after you say it. But, like, I've seen stuff about the train. That's why I remember the train was coming.
You might as well guess then.
Oh, boy. Now you got me on the spot.
No, he doesn't know.
Is it?
It's Dallas Smith and Mackenzie Porter. Ooh. Very big get for the CP holiday train.
Yeah.
Fun fact about Dallas Smith, Clark.
Yes.
Him and I graduated from the same high school.
Same time?
No.
No.
He's a few years older.
Older than you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Much. A couple years older than you?
Yeah.
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 Same high school, though.
I always said I was the second most famous person from our high school.
Mm. Yeah.
Dallas Smith would be number one.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But might have to check it out. Might have to check it out on Monday. Rolling through. CP holiday train.
I was going to plan on maybe taking the kids and having a great time. It's a great family thing. I've been there once before, years ago in Estevan, it came through.
That's what I mean. I thought you went when you was in Estevan. Yeah. And you know what I heard, too, is I think Commissioner Kyle McIntyre is going to go on Tuesday in Swift Current.
Okay.
Because he's, But the thing is with Kyle is, with how frugal he is, he'll be sitting in the cheap seats.
Oh.
That's a Dallas Smith song.
Hey.
That was a Dallas Smith song reference.
That's a great reference. Good job. I was going to say,
Kyle, I don't think you're cheap.
I thought you were going to say Kyle was going to jump on stage in Swift Current and he'd love to perform
a
little bit.
Yeah, he would.
What do you think, if we're taking guesses, do you think Kyle's go-to karaoke song would be? Now, this could be probably a better question for Commissioner Kyle.
Yeah, Rory should have asked that in Rory's rapid fire.
Shoot. Rory.
I would say,
because you've driven on the road with him. So, like, what's he built now? I've never been in a car with the guy.
Probably.
Like Pearl Jam? Is he a Pearl Jam guy?
I'm trying to
think. There's a song by Pearl Jam called Jeremy.
I don't know. Probably like,
maybe CCR?
Alan Jackson?
Oh.
I don't know.
Nice.
No.
Nice.
To be fair, it's been a hot minute
Garth
since
Brooks.
I've been. Garth Brooks is tough to play in the car.
Yeah.
Just because Garth doesn't put any of his music on any of the.
Right. Good point.
So that's a great point. Garth's a tough one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, he probably goes older country or older rock. Yeah.
Best part about this is we will find out about this.
Because as soon as this goes live, 30 minutes, not even 30 minutes, we're going to get a text in a group message. Chat
yeah.
being like, yeah, my go-to karaoke song is X, but if I'm feeling frisky, it's something else.
Maybe 1 Week by Bare Naked Ladies would be his song. It's been...
No.
You don't think so? I think he could hit the Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken, pretty good.
No, that's, no. I think...
We might get copyright stricken because I said that lyric.
No, you didn't sing it. You just said it.
You're right.
If you say something, it's okay. Not as bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, so really cool, obviously, holiday train.
It's a great
time. It really is.
Great time.
And I mean, it's free. And the other thing is, too, usually when the CP holiday train rolls through Saskatchewan, it's usually like minus 25, minus 30.
Look at it.
It's
right now.
Plus 3 today.
Yeah. What the heck?
I mean, they're probably going to, you know what they say about when you assume, but I would assume that these crowds for this CP holiday train concerts are going to be, might be record setting crowds.
Yeah.
Because of how warm it is and how great
it's been. Well, I was going to say, if you look back at the road trip graphic, I think the last time we did it, we were commenting on how those roads were actually accurate.
Yeah, they are.
They're
very
still
accurate.
Still accurate. It's wild.
Still accurate. But yeah, that's your Tourism Saskatchewan weekend road trip. Lots of great things going on in your community, around the province. I mean, it's the holiday season. There's a lot of great holiday things going on. So, you know, go to your town, community, city website and check out what's going on. Lots of good stuff. And I'm sure we'll find out from Kyle shortly what his karaoke song is. that was the hat trick. But now we're going to go to our conversation, or my conversation that I had with Alex Schweitzer with Sask Energy, and get her updates on the Goals for Kids Sport campaign and just how everything is going so far this season. All right, we are pleased to be joined now by Alex Schweitzer of Sask Energy, and of course, she is the Supervisor of Community Engagement. Alex, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. We really appreciate it. How's it going?
Really good. How are you, Jeremy?
It's the holiday season, the spirit of giving, and the SJHL teams are also in the spirit of giving, as of course, we're bringing you on for a mid-season update when it comes to the Goals for Kids Sport campaign involving Sask Energy and Kids Sport. A lot of goals at home. It's very exciting. But before we get into the updated numbers, how's the program been so far this year?
Yeah, I think it's been another great season of Goals for Kids Sport. We're so excited. Again, it's that 10th season where, for those who don't know, Sask Energy donates $20 for every home goal scored by the SJHL teams. We've been celebrating with our at the game nights that have been coming up. I think we've seen a good chunk of them, and we got a little bit of a break until the new year for those game nights. But yeah, it's been really great and really excited to see those home goals coming in.
Yeah, actually, just to dive into that quickly, I noticed that this year there's been a lot of game nights already. I think 8 of the 11 have already completed, which is obviously very exciting, but it means you guys have been able to get out to the local rinks. How's the feedback been just from the Kids Sport and Sask Energy game nights so far this year?
Yeah, the game nights have been really exciting. We've had a lot of participation, a lot of great donations from the crowd and public who participated in the Chuck-a-Pucks. We've had some kids on the ice doing the shooter tutor. We've also had good success with our network members participating and doing some matching donations as well, which is a really important part of the program, working together with the independent plumbing and heating companies who are big members of those communities and really like supporting their local teams as well as Kids Sport. So we've been really proud of their participation this year and getting them out. Also, our Volunteer Champion Awards. Sask Energy has been known as the Champion of Volunteers in Saskatchewan for more than 20 years. And we're just so proud to be able to offer those Volunteer Champion Awards and recognize those hardworking individuals in their communities. So another really great part of those game nights that we're really proud of.
And of course, volunteers are such a big part of Junior A hockey across the country. Of course, volunteers wouldn't be, if it wasn't for volunteers, I should say, Junior A hockey wouldn't survive. So it's always important to honor those volunteers, and it's great to honor them through the Volunteer Champion Awards with the Kids Sport Game Nights. But of course, we have to get into that update when it comes to the Goals for Kids Sport campaign and the race for the Kids Sport Cup, Alex. So the numbers so far, I just need to say before we announce the numbers, we are recording this on Monday, December 11th. So when this airs, some games will have played a little bit. So that total might be just a smidge higher, but nothing too crazy. So we are happy to announce so far 586 home goals scored so far this season, Alex, and over $11,000 raised, well on the way to that $20,000 goal so far this season. Very exciting stuff.
Very exciting. We're so pleased to be a part of the program and love seeing those home goals come in and watching the schedule, watching those games. And every goal is closer to the 20,000, like you said. And we're just so proud to be able to help make that donation to help ensure that all kids can play. That's really what we're here doing. We all know the benefit of sport. It's so valuable. It's all kids should have access to sport, absolutely, to sport, and that's what this program does. It makes that possible for some kids who don't. So we are just really proud of that. Throughout the seasons of Kids Sport, we've helped more than 1,000 kids get involved in sports. So just want to keep that number growing.
Absolutely. And it's incredible that this program has been able to help out that many kids through the existence of this program. And from our perspective, we want to encourage all of the SJHL teams. Win every game at home by a score of 8-7, 9-8. Don't play defense. We want to see it get to that 10 or 1,000 goal mark so we can give away 20 or contribute $20,000. Now, when it comes to the Kids Sport Cup, I remember last year when we were talking about the Kids Sport Cup, obviously the Battleford's North Stars were incredible last year. They were well ahead of everybody when it comes to the Kids Sport Cup. But we were talking about it before this interview. This year, a little bit different. There's a much bigger battle. And right now, leading the way in the Kids Sport Cup is the Melfort Mustangs with 79 home goals. But then after that, you get a couple of teams like the Battleford's North Stars with 64, Humboldt with 63, but they've played five less home games. So the race for the Kids Sport Cup is on, and it's going to be an exciting finish down this rest of the season and down the stretch, Alex.
Absolutely. Again, we're so excited. We've got that trophy ready to go, and we're going to hand that out when it happens. I think we also have the 1,000th goal scorer, which that's we right. were talking about too. That happened, was it February, did we say?
February 21st last year was when Carson Dobson scored the 1,000th home goal. The question
and he
is,
scored it at home.
Yes, the question is the SJHL teams going to hit that 1,000 goal mark before February 21st? Are they going to beat last year?
I don't know.
Do you know what? I'll be optimistic and I'll say yes.
Okay. Well, then I'll say no, just for to make it more.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, we'll see who's correct. But regardless, it's very exciting to see, obviously, the success of the Goals for Kids Sport campaign. It's raised so much money for kids across Saskatchewan. And we touched on it earlier. There's three more Kids Sport game nights coming up in the new year. The next one taking place on January 6th at the Horizon Credit Union Center in Melville. So if you are in the Melville area, be sure to get out to the next Kid Sport game night. Alex, I guess just final thoughts before I let you go here, just regarding the program so far this season and what you've seen from, you know, this obviously collaboration between the SJHL, Kids Sport, and Sask Energy.
Yeah, I think the program has raised over $230,000. We've got a lot of kids helping them get access to sport. We know those benefits. We know that there are amazing volunteers in all of these SJHL communities who work tirelessly behind the scenes to help make things happen. Like you said, the SJHL relies on volunteers, those teams, the Billet families, all of these amazing people coming together for such a great cause. And it just continues to be the theme behind the program is people coming together to make this program happen. And we're just so proud of it. We're proud to be a part of it. We love being out in these SJHL communities. And I just want to encourage for those last three game nights, people to come out, get involved, and come and have some fun and support your home team and help get a few more kids involved in sport.
Absolutely. A lot of excitement building for the Goals for Kids Sport campaign, the race for the Kids Sport Cup. Well on our way to 1,000 home goals and another $20,000 raised for kids sport. Very exciting. Alex, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today. We really appreciate it. Happy holidays, and we'll catch up with you once somebody scores that 1,000th goal, whether it's before February 21st or after February 21st.
Perfect. Can't wait.
This episode of SJHL Insider is presented by our friends at SGI. A reminder from our friends at SGI, if you do go out, have a good time, but make sure those good times can happen again by always finding a safe ride home. Alex Schweitzer, Sask Energy, always great catching up with her. Goals for Kids Sport, obviously a great campaign in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League that the league, Sask Energy, Kids Sport put on each and every year, raising money, you know, for kids around Saskatchewan. It's always a great campaign. As we mentioned in that interview, hard to believe already 8 of the 11 game nights have taken place.
Yeah.
There's only 3 left. Melville on January 6th, so just after the holidays in the new year. At the Duncan McNeil Arena in Wilcox on February 9th, and then the last one will be in Yorkton at the Westland Arena on February 28th. So only 3 more goals for Kids Sport or Kids Sport game nights taking place. And of course, we're still waiting. We're still on our way to getting to those 1,000 home goals. Mm-hmm. And as you heard in the interview, last year, so I got Alex's prediction. Mm-hmm. I'll get your prediction.
Okay.
So last year, the 1,000th home goal was scored on February 21st.
Let me bring up the schedule here.
Do you... Why?
Because I want to see who's playing in and around that time.
Oh, well, no.
Making predictions?
The question was just going to be, do you think it's going to happen before or after?
Oh, the way...
I wasn't going to task you to pick a game.
I'll pick a player. I'll pick a period.
No, you're crazy. Is it going to happen before or after?
I'm going to say before. I have a feeling that there's going to be some goal scoring coming up here in a little bit. We're going to see it. We're going to see it happen just a few days before. Like, I'm not saying it's going to happen in like January, but February 21st, I think it's going to happen. You know, there's a batch of games on like the 16th, 17th. I'm thinking it's going to happen right in there.
I think it's going to be close.
There's 3 games on Monday, February 19th. I'll say Monday, February 19th. That's my hard line in the sand.
That's family day.
I'm picking Monday, February 19th is the day.
Well, we will. We're going to keep it. This is something we're going to keep our eye on.
Yeah.
Definitely moving Weyburn forward.
Weyburn, Humboldt, Estevan play that day at home. So I'm going to say one of those 3 teams are going to score that 1,000th. Just saying
that's
now.
That's a bold prediction.
Just saying.
Very bold prediction. We'll clip it. We'll save it. We'll see what happens. I will say, regardless, I mean, it's a great campaign.
Yes.
You know, they'll get to 1,000 goals. There's nothing. I wouldn't worry about that. It's just, like I said, it's just really a matter of when 1,000 home goals gets scored. Now, speaking of home goals, Clark.
Mm-hmm.
We got 2 more game nights before our holiday break. So let's preview the weekend. Let's start with Friday. 5 games on tap. Estevan, Notre Dame, that game is in Mydale. Have you been to the Mydale rink?
No.
Well, I thought maybe during your time in Estevan you
played baseball in Mydale once, but that's not the
rink.
Well,
glad that doesn't affect the hockey. No. So.
Just saying I've been there.
Oh, well, you've driven through it. So anyways.
Yeah.
So you haven't been to the rink.
No.
That was the real question.
That was the question.
Okay. Yeah. So, and worth mentioning, as you can see on the screen, because the Estevan Notre Dame game is in Mydale, there will be no Flow Hockey broadcast. Mm. So before you start tweeting the SJHL, I'm giving you a heads up now. There will be no Flow Hockey broadcast.
We'll still get a tweet from you.
And Notre Dame.
Be somebody.
Weyburn visits Humboldt. LaRange hosting Flin Flon Melfort against Nipawin. And then, of course, Kindersley and Battleford's in the SJHL Game of the Month on SaskTel. Then on Saturday, another 5 games on tap. 3 of them are rematches of home and homes. Melfort Nipawin at the Cage, Weyburn hosting Yorkton, Notre Dame's in Humboldt, and then Flin Flon, LaRange, Kindersley, and Battleford. So that's your weekend. 10 games on tap. Busy, busy, busy weekend in the SJHL before the holiday break, before all the players head out on their ways for the holidays, probably as soon as Sunday, who knows. Clark, what would be your final game of the weekend for 2023?
Well, I think the easy one that we've talked about quite a bit this show already is the game of the month.
That would be correct.
Battlefords at Kindersley. But absolutely. I'm going to go a different direction.
Well, that's probably good.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah. I'm going to go Saturday. Obviously, Saturday is the last day of games before the break kicks off.
Sure.
So we talked about this team quite a bit as well this episode.
Oh, I know where
Yorkton
you're going.
At Weyburn.
Yeah, on I like Saturday that one. Night. I like that one.
You know, a 9-win Yorkton team, a 10-win Weyburn team. They're like neck and neck right now in that, in the, not only their division, we talked about that, but in the standings for the playoff race. Mm-hmm. And with Yorkton's big win over Estevan yesterday, and Weyburn having two games this weekend, this will be the second of your, of Weyburn's two games. I'm curious. I want to watch that game. I want to see if Yorkton can maybe take advantage of that back-to-back situation. Sure. If Yorkton can build off that momentum they from beating Estevan, and just continue to see. I'm telling you, Yorkton is the team I'm looking at right now. Sure. I got the microscope on Yorkton. So that one Saturday.
The microscope.
Yeah.
And hypothetically, if Weyburn didn't pick up any points Friday in Humboldt, and they went into their game on Saturday against Yorkton, and Yorkton won in regulation, Yorkton would only be 2 points back of Weyburn.
Yeah, so it's a big one. I think that's so. That's my the one I'm looking at the most.
You know, I talked about it on SJHL Weekly on Monday, and I'll say it again here: any game involving two Viterra Division teams the rest of the way is absolutely massive.
Yeah.
For any of them, because if you win in regulation, you're going to get up. You're going to gain some ground.
Right? Yeah, they're all 4 points.
They're
now.
Everyone always talks about the 4 point games. And with that being said, you know, as much as we love the three divisions, the importance of winning your division and everything isn't. It's not as much as it used to be.
Yeah.
It's not like the division winner obviously gets an automatic top three seed as they used to. But more times than not, you win your division, you're going to at least be in the playoffs. So
yeah,
right. So
and the other thing too is like obviously they do play each other a few extra times as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the rivalries are there still, mm-hmm. even in the divisions, mm-hmm. and in terms of your schedule, you're going to play them more often. So winning against them is important. So yep. it still has that. But like you said, you're right. You're right. The division winners isn't the end of the world if you're not. But it doesn't hurt, like you said.
Exactly.
Yeah. Bragging rights are still a thing.
Yeah, and I'll kind of build off yours when it comes to my game of the weekend. I won't pick the game of the month. Because, again, that is the easy pick.
Yeah, it's a great game.
That is the easy pick. You know, I'm going to be there. Rory's going to be there. Nugsy's going to be there. Actually, we're a little shorthanded on the broadcast. Just a three-man broadcast.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I got the script today.
Uh-huh.
I got the. I'm gonna be very busy.
Yeah.
I might try and pull the sneakers and the suit look.
I was gonna say you're gonna wear
because I'm
shoes.
Gonna be moving. I'm gonna be hustling. Mm-hmm. So we might, but I'm not gonna go with that game. The game I was going to
Kindersley at Battlefords the next day. That's cheating.
No.
That's cheating.
I was gonna go with. Nipwin at Melfort.
Yeah.
Melfort, 6-game winning streak. Nipwin coming off those two losses to Estevan. You know, it's interesting with Nipwin this year. I mean, I look at, for me, I look at, and the irony here is they both wear the same colors, but I look at Nipwin and Estevan this year, and I think we've said almost the parallel same things about both of these teams. The lack of inconsistency, the up and downs. You look at these two rosters and they shouldn't be 500.
No.
Neither of these teams should be 500. On paper, and of course this is why you play the games, they should be higher up in the standings with better records.
Yeah.
It's been a weird, weird year in general. But for them to take on their bitter rivals in the Melfort Mustangs, who are playing extremely well right now,
mm-hmm.
I'm looking to see if Nipwin has had some success against. Of course, the last time these two teams met, Nipwin came back in the third period just before the SJHL showcase and earned a victory over Melfort. Maybe if they can have a good weekend, maybe three out of a possible 4 points or even sweeping Melfort somehow, maybe that'll be what sparks them going into the unofficial second half of the year. And then on the flip side, obviously, Melfort continues to roll. They've won six straight games. They've found different ways to win each and every game, which, of course, if you want your team to be successful, they need to find different ways to win.
Yeah.
And I like what Trevor Blevins has done with his, obviously, trading to acquire Clay Sliva. He recognizes, you know what? We have a very good team here. We have a solid goalie. We have a solid blue line. Was, you know, a couple of the top defensemen in the league. Our top six forwards are one of the best top six forward groups in the SJHL. Let's go out. Let's make a statement. Let's acquire one of the best players available in Clay Sliva. And the one thing is, they're one of the two teams that's beaten Flin Flon. And the other thing is, they've played well against Flin Flon this season.
Yeah.
So I guarantee they feel, you know, they are a contending team in the SJHL. And they'll, as a result, they're going to want to get some valuable points ahead of the holidays and really solidify their spot at the top of the SJHL standings. Because we talked about 2, 3, 4 right now. Melfort, Battleford, Humboldt. They're all separated by 3 points. The thing Melfort's got going against them is they play the most games. They played 32. After this weekend, they're going to play 34. So because they've played more games, it makes those points even more valuable.
Yeah, you got to get those points. Also, shout out to Tristan Zaiola, who got his first SHL goal this week.
Yes.
Shout out to him.
And I know that was long-winded, but I wanted to make a point.
Yeah.
And it should be... It's also, you know, with those three teams battling it out too, like the points this weekend for all three of those teams are going to be very important. Mm-hmm. But it's two different races to kind of keep an eye on for sure moving forward in the second half of the SJHL season. So lots to look forward to this weekend, Friday, Saturday in the SJHL. Lots to look forward to in the new year when it comes to the SJHL. The trade deadline is less than a month away. For those who don't know, the trade deadline's on January 10th. There is a trade freeze currently in place. So no transactions can take place, but that doesn't stop people from talking, of course. But that's worth mentioning as well here on SJHL Insider. Of course, this is our final show before the holiday break. We are going to be returning on January 4th. We will be returning on January 4th to, you know, talk about the few games that have happened, but also we are going to bring on Rory and Jamie to also talk about our next game of the month is the next night, actually, January 5th. So we want to talk about that and much, much more. But, of course, if you want to stay up to date with everything in the SJHL this year, be sure to follow us across the board on all of our social medias. Like us on Facebook, follow us on X, Instagram, TikTok, subscribe to the YouTube channel. It's free. Please and thank you. Also get your Flow Hockey subscription for the hockey fan in your life. Get your Flow Hockey subscription for your loved one for Christmas. I know I got my girlfriend a Flow Hockey subscription for Christmas. That won't spoil anything because she doesn't watch this show.
Yeah.
So that's okay. But be sure to get your Flow Hockey subscription for your loved one for the holidays. It makes a great holiday gift. Don't know how to wrap it, but it makes a great holiday gift.
I'm trying to think of how you would, but
I don't think you would.
No, just like send an email or something.
An email link.
Yeah.
Here's your subscription.
Hey, it's time for you to open your gift. Open up your email app.
There. Just forward the
check
email.
Check out your email.
It's Christmas morning.
Yeah. Yeah, wait till Christmas morning. And then they'll get like a buzz on their phone.
Jer, why are you on your phone? Just sending your Christmas present.
Yeah. Open it up.
Funny. That's funny, Clark.
I think that's the way to go. I don't know how else you do it.
I don't know. Also, we got to give a big thank you again to our great sponsors here at the SJHL. For helping us put on this show, SJHL Weekly, all of our great shows. Of course, UPL is our presenting sponsor. They've been our presenting sponsor all the way back since the playoff preview show last year. So thank you so much to UPL for being our presenting sponsor. You guys are awesome. And of course, all of our sponsors are awesome. Borgo, Cantera Seeds, Capital Auto Mall, Chevrolet, Great Western Nutrien, RBC, Saskatchewan Construction Safety Association, Sask Lotteries, Tourism Saskatchewan, UPL, Sask Energy, SGEU, SGI. Thank you so much for your support. Without your support, these shows are not possible. Clark, before we go, final thoughts?
Well, it's our last show before Christmas, so shout out to all the fans out there. Obviously, there's 10 more games left before the break kicks into effect, so get out there. But if we don't talk to you before Christmas at all, Merry Christmas to everybody. Mm-hmm. Happy holidays. And stay safe, and we'll see you again in the new year.
Yeah. I will say, before we go, yes, this is our last show before January 4th. SJHL Weekly will return on January 8th. I will say, though, the content doesn't stop.
No. The SJHL holiday train does not stop rolling.
No.
During the holiday.
We stay on the tracks.
Yeah.
Like a good train.
Yeah. And we're going to release a new karaoke song from Commissioner Kyle McIntyre as concert on the SJHL holiday train.
Maybe we'll put
every day. Every day we're going to get a new video released of Ooh. Commissioner Kyle McIntyre's karaoke for the holidays.
You know,
we're going to get so many text messages from Commissioner
I enjoy
Kyle.
Doing this show. So I don't know why you would say stuff like that to potentially get this show canceled.
Yeah, we're going to get canceled. Kyle's going to take us off the air after.
This might be your final episode.
This might be. Yeah.
You might be canned.
I'm out of here.
You might be off this show. I might be a one-man band.
To the moon after this one, yeah.
Well, no, just back to your production studio.
I'll go to the other side of the wall.
Back to the control room. Yeah, we don't take you out of the control room cage anymore.
No, Kyle doesn't like all these promises.
No. But I was going to say, we're also going to have the 12 days of Christmas.
That's what it
break.
Was. Yeah.
Coming back.
Team content every day.
Yeah. Coming back to the SJHL social media channels. And that'll begin on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So Monday. Keep your eye out for that. There'll also be something else released on Monday. So stay tuned to the SJHL website for that Monday morning.
Wow.
As well as, despite no show, I will say, despite no show Monday, there'll still be Players of the Week on Monday. And then on the Tuesday, there'll also be one final power rankings before the Christmas break.
There we go.
And everything like that. So stay tuned to SJHL.ca. Stay tuned to all the SJHL social media platforms. Subscribe to all that stuff. And if you're not in West Central Saskatchewan Friday and you're not, for some reason, not going out to your local rink and supporting your local team, you can tune in to SJHL Hockey on SaskTel. Or you can watch the Kindersley Clippers, the Balfour's North Stars, 7:30 puck drop. Going to be a great game. Tune in. For Clark Monroe, my name's Jeremy Corrigan. This has been another episode of SJHL Insider on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, you name it. Enjoy the games this weekend, everyone, and happy holidays. This episode of SJHL Insider is presented by our friends at SGI. A reminder from our friends at SGI, if you do go out, have a good time, but make sure those good times can happen again by always finding a safe ride home.